So my thing, so we've talked about the Ballinlough Junction. We've talked about the Community Investment Fund. So nothing else from me. Secondary report, Elaine.
Well, I was going to make a suggestion. A couple of my elderly customers were asking me how they could find out what's been happening at the community council meetings, because they don't use the computer. And they suggested that we put a bit of our more important things that we've been chatting about in the queue.
So I've been neglecting. So I've been doing the minutes and the chair, obviously, the last 6 months or so. I'm aware I'm not doing the things I should be doing. So sending it to the choir and the campus and reporters and all these various different bits and pieces. So I've been slacking doing that. It's one of these things that we had a minutes secretary, we could hand it to them and it would get done quite quickly. Avril used to do this before. She did the minutes and then she cut it down to 400 words and that went off to the queer and it went in the queer. But it takes a bit of time to do that and I only put so much time into it, I guess. It would be good if we could get someone who can sit in on the meetings and take the minutes of the meeting so we didn't have to do these things.
Could we advertise for somebody? Ask again on the notice board page that if somebody's interested.
Yeah, we can ask again. Yeah. And if anyone can think of anyone who might be interested, good. It would be good pocket money for some younger person if they're prepared to take it on.
The only thing I had to say was I received this lovely little card. Thank you. And it's from the Community Council. A small thank you for your very kind gift of the bench to commemorate Ian. Maria and the whole family were very touched and are hugely grateful. Thank you all again.
Oh, very nice.
Lovely, isn't it?
That's lovely.
Yeah, okay. Good. Well done for your time on that as well, Elaine. The rest of us hasn't done very much, really.
No, we just kind of left you go home. Sorry, Elaine.
Don't be silly, it was fine. And that's all from me.
Okay, treasure report.
Community award money still in the account, 15,000. Speeding money, £20.87. Micro grants, this is where Lorraine, there's a huge amount of money still, £4,269.84. And our own money, £419.98. So we've got over £4,000 for the micro grants.
Yeah. I'll do a bit of a plug for that and see if we can. I thought we would have been inundated a bit more as groups got up and running again and kind of getting back to some normality and after COVID and things to, you know, help try and recoup some of their losses and subscriptions and memberships that they've missed out on. But there's not necessarily been that uptake. So we weren't so busy with it as I thought we might have been. So yeah, do a bit of a plug. Get in touch with Ramsay and hopefully we can get the word out and get people thinking about it. But I think there'll be some leeway with the end of the year thing, Jean, because I know some of the other community councils, they just keep their money till they've spent it.
Oh, okay.
And then reapply again. Oh, okay. So I'll just double check with them kind of how long they leave it, but I know some of them aren't necessarily doing it at the end of the year, so
okay.
See if we can have a bit of push on it and get people to come and take the money.
I know.
It's hard to give money away, would you? But
I know. Yeah.
So there's obviously a variety of things that will be happening around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps anybody. maybe we could be a wee bit more relaxed on exactly what we give out or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But and so and anyone on the community council or anyone in Aberfeldy is perfectly entitled to encourage people to put in applications for their amount.
Mm-hmm. Even ones that have been turned down to apply again. Depends what it's for, as long as the project's not already happened. There can't be any retrospective funding. So if they've applied previously, it's maybe for something that was going to be happening. So long as it's not retrospective funding, then or they might have a new project or something. We've not turned down that many people really, like recently, I don't think. But
well, one or two.
Anybody can apply.
Not many.
No.
The thing is, though, what I didn't like was the way that people applied, got refused, and then did it in a different way to apply for the same thing they wanted in the first place. You know, and I thought, just rubbish.
Yeah,
it's not
they have
nice.
To provide all the relevant information and a breakdown of costs and details and things of what the money's going to be spent on. But yeah, it can't be too vague as to what they want the money for. But yeah, anybody can apply.
And anyone's entitled to come back if they're not successful.
Mm-hmm.
As long as
I mean, like, you know, if they weren't successful, then can they reapply, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but just deal with the issues, whatever the issues were that they didn't get their money the first time around. You know, try and deal with them.
It was just a query question, that was all. It's not anything, actually. It was just a query question.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So there's one application or a query anyway from Ballinluig Football Club. So we'll maybe talk about that after the meeting.
Yeah.
Main phone chair treasurer. Jane, we have to think about an AGM.
I know.
Or maybe are we maybe a wee bit overdue? So we need to think about it for the November meeting. So you've obviously got the accounts done.
Yeah, I've just got to put in, I haven't put into Jean Mowbray yet, though. That's the only thing. I haven't got her to do them. And you would notice that I've changed everything from last year's one because of that £35 that we didn't get.
I didn't notice the £35 at all.
Yeah, well, I've sorted it. I sorted last year's accounts and then added it into this year's, okay?
Okay.
So I'm putting them to Jean Mowbray this week. So she normally takes about a couple of weeks.
So let's try and have an AGM in November.
Yeah, that's fine.
Get that out of the way. So that's the time to think as well about office bearers and if people want to change things and all that type of stuff as well.
Yeah.
And I'll have to do an annual report. And all that usual AGM stuff. Anything to do with planning?
No.